Hello, could I speak to Evan Lees, please? Just say his good friend Callum is here to see him, thank you.
Just wait here while I go get him for you.
Hello, old friend. I know you must have thought you were never going to see my face again, but here I am.
There's no way it's actually you. What? Is it? How is this possible? I can't believe you're here. I cried and cried for years and years thinking you were dead this whole time.
So, what, are you here to catch up on what's happened in your life, or should we just go get a coffee?
I'm here to come forward about what happened and tell you how I survived and what I had to do.
I'm all ears.
As the killer was trying to get my parents' secret, I remembered where they kept them and I just stood there still. I never thought I would have to ever experience seeing my parents just dead on the floor. The killer looked straight into my eyes and I knew I recognized him, but I wasn't sure where from. He came close up to my face and said he would come find me once I hit 30 years old. But I knew it was going to be better if I found it before he found me. I ran to my parents' room, took this certain tile off the floor, which after you see, you then see a huge safe. After I opened it, I found unlimited cash and all these pieces of paper which held all the secrets, which was what the killer wanted. So I knew it was best if I took everything with me.
Wait, so you don't know who killed your parents? Because your parents' case was closed a few years ago, and we never ended up finding any information. We tried everything, especially me.
I'll explain after how you're lying to me right now. Anyways, after years of growing up, I changed my hair color to blonde, which then made sure people wouldn't notice it was me. I joined the military. I got some survival skills from that. I learned how to fly a plane and use a gun, which ended up being very useful in the end. Cousin Julio helped me through this whole journey except the killing part, which made sure he never knew to go to the prison. After being able to hack into places, I transferred all my parents' money into an account which cannot be traced, and I took all the money out because cash is also not able to get traced.
Wait, how did I just lie to you? I wouldn't lie to you. Callum, I swear.
If you weren't lying, then you wouldn't be defending yourself this much, and we both know you're lying to me. I've already told you once how I'll explain at the end how I know you're lying to me. I started killing people at the age of 25 thinking they were people who killed my parents. But after about 30 kills, I started to realize that I was starting to actually enjoy killing people. It was becoming an addiction. I knew the only thing that would make me stop is being put away to prison, but before I needed to get my revenge. I was going to wait till I turned 30 so the killer could come get me, which is just an easy way out for him.
What do you mean wait till you were 30?
After the man killed both my parents, he told me that he was going to come find me once I turned 30 to team up with him, because apparently I've got potential to be like him, or better. I made sure I ended up being better than him, that's where I am. I also found out all the evidence at the police station suddenly disappeared.
How are you able to find out all of this confidential information? It's against the law for police officers to even tell their family members about this.
After I was able to develop some hacking skills, I hacked into the police station and see all the information and evidence that was collected. After that, I shortly found out how you were the one who closed the case up, and suddenly most of the evidence that was found where my parents were killed was gone. I started to put pieces together and found out it was you who did this to me. You ruined my life. You did this to me, and now you're just going to sit here and act all innocent.
You have no proof that I actually killed your parents, though, so you're not going to get away with it.
I don't have proof. After you killed my parents, a piece of your hair fell onto the floor, which I picked up and kept safely with me at all times. You know how I told you my cousin Julio knew about how he knew the whole time? He works with DNA, which was very useful, so I gave him the piece of your hair, and then he confirmed it was you.
That's not going to work. I can easily say that you gathered that piece. You gathered my hair today.
No, actually, because there's a date of when the DNA sample was sent in, and there was also my parents' blood on there. Oh, and don't forget the fingerprints that you also left on my walls. Julia quickly went into the house and took a sample before the police arrived.
No one's ever going to believe you. This was more than 17 years ago now.
As we speak, Julio is outside speaking to the other officers in here and telling them everything. Yeah, we're both going to prison, but at least I'll know that you're going to rot in there with guilt and shame for ruining not just your life, but also your old best friend's life.
Wait, Callum, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have done this, and I don't expect you to forgive me, but please don't send me to prison. I have a kid, I have parents, I have a wife.
Oh, and about your parents, they died about an hour ago, in the same exact way my parents did, and your wife wanted to leave you ages ago. She found someone better who treats her better, financially and emotionally. Before I came here, I went over to your lovely home and told her everything, and that was the last straw for her. She's filed the divorce papers and is just waiting for your signature.
No! You're not doing this to me! I said I was sorry, what do you not understand? It was a mistake, and I finally made a life which is all I ever wanted.
You also ruined my life, so this is just the bare minimum you deserve to get.
It's illegal to have known someone fake their death. Just by you knowing could put you in jail for life.
No one knows he knows, so don't even try and get us all in shit.
Convince the officers to let us have more time together. Either way, I have nothing to care about, so try tell them everything. You won't even...
I won't what? You both think you've got this under control.
You're going to listen to me now. You're going to admit to the officers now about everything you've done, or you'll be sentenced an even longer time, as we have all the proof that you did this.